On WRCO, time to promote the Wizards of Rods, the big car run coming up here Father's Day weekend, June 19th, 20th, and 21st. And joining us, as they have now for several years, Terry Filyaw is here in the studio with us. Tom Vinopal is long distance original member. We'll start with you, Tom. How does it feel to have another one going on, the 45th?
When we started, I never thought we'd make it this far. Now my goal is to make it at least another five.
Okay. Well, every little bit counts. Tell us a little about the origin and how it began.
Oh, if you really want to know, we've got five of us. We started building cars in the mid-70s. We just started, all of us, we had an idea that maybe we'd have our own vehicle. There's been car shows going forever, but we all wanted our own, so we started building, and little by little, we'd meet at somebody's residence every week or whatever, and we ran into this fella that moved up from from Milwaukee, and he built a little bobber pickup, and his name was Jim Weimer, and we were meeting in his garage one day, and we thought, well, there's five, six of us here. Let's start a car club. So we made the arrangements, and I think we started in like 78, 79, somewhere in there, and put a big ad in the paper and said, hey, anybody interested in forming a car club, come see us at such and such a time. So we did, and right away we weeded out some of the newer vehicles because at that time it was rods only. Now it's anybody. We're open. We don't have a cutoff year. Anybody can join us. They don't even need a vehicle. But that's how things develop over the course of 45 years.
Sure. You've got it down to a science now, and your numbers have grown. I mean, obviously, you kind of outgrew the previous location. Tell us about this year's run.
Well, this year we're right around, we're just up the street from the downtown Warrens. We're at the Log Cabin, which was originally built by the Lions Club. And they ended up selling it to the village of Warrens. So that's where we're at. We get all the Cranfest grounds and what have you. We might have to work the grounds this fall at Cranfest just to be able to have the grounds. But, hey, we're all willing.
Terry Filyaw is here as well. Terry, are you excited about the 45th run?
Yes, I am. I am very happy that we're up to 45 already. It takes a lot of dedication and people doing the thing they do best to make a successful fun run.
Tell us about the featured vehicles this year.
Well, there's a certain way that we do that. It has to be a member that's been in the club for, is it 1 year or two, Tom?
A minimum of 1 year.
Okay.
In good standing. Which means they have to pay their dues, and their vehicle is featured as the featured vehicle. This year it's a 63 Pontiac Grand Prix. Molitor, one of the many that he owns. And then the other owner is Gene Nelson, his 1935 Chevy pickup. That is the cutest little thing. It's got a lot of character. And they're on our T-shirts for this year and then on the flyer.
Wow.
Gene, he's almost our newest member, and him and his lady friend, they were 84 and 83 when they joined, so they're our newest member.
You didn't say youngest, but newest, you know. So so you've got a full weekend of events, and we want to have people kind of mark that on the calendar, Tom, but maybe you could kind of take us through when everything starts then next weekend.
Well, on Friday, we are going to assemble. We have our own stage. We have a portable stage that we built a few years ago, and we have to assemble that on Friday. And then Friday evening, I think it's 4:30, 5 o'clock, we're going up to the Sparta. We're going to caravan up there for the fish fry and then come back and enjoy the camping back at the grounds. And camping is dirt cheap, $50 for the weekend.
Wow.
Yeah, it's, well, it's good.
Great deal.
So, yeah, everybody kind of, the camaraderie ends up on Friday night. Saturday, we wake up to games, DJ. We have some standard games that we've had for several years. One of them is the piston pitch. You take old pistons out of car engines and toss them, see if you can get them in a barrel. That's one of them. The other is the blind radiator fill. We have an old radiator set up. You put a blind in front of you. You have to hold it out arm's length. The person, and then blindfold that person, and the person that's facing them has to give them directions. Turn left, turn right, whatever, in order to get the water into the radiator. And then they measure out the amount. And that's always real popular because the person facing it is actually opposite direction. So if they say right, they should have said left.
Oh, sure.
For the one pouring the water.
You probably have some overflows though, right? Or do they?
We have a lot of fun with that one. That's a great one. And that's kind of one of our standards. But there's other games going on, and we've got a bunch of children's games going on in the building. Pedal car race for the kids, coloring contest. I don't know what all is going on. That goes on Saturday till about 1 o'clock, and then we have our pinup contest. This is about our 11th pinup contest. It depends on the year, but we've had anywhere from 15 to 20, 23, 24 ladies that compete in 40s, 50s, or 60s vintage clothing. And that's always great to see. That'll be at 1 o'clock on Saturday. After that, we've got a 50-50 drawing, and that'll be, I believe, at 2:30. We've got pinstriping going on all weekend. We've got the National Street Rod Association safety team giving free safety and vehicle safety inspections. And it's always good to have another set of eyes just to see what you may or may not have done right or wrong.
Right. Well, you know, and I think a lot of people, they want to just get out and they want to have their cars run and drive. They're looking for an excuse for somewhere to go and display these old vehicles, Tom.
That is correct. That is correct. And we provide that for them. Been doing it for 45 years.
Incredible.
As a matter of fact, we've got a poker run Saturday evening that will, I think it's about 40 miles out through the countryside with 5 stops, and then the winner will get an award, first, second, and third place, and then we usually draw a worst place.
And what do they get then?
Another award, but it might be you had no face cards, you missed 3 stops, or whatever it happens to be. Yes.
Well, I know that, Terry, you couldn't do it without your sponsors. You've got a lot of sponsors for the trophies, don't you?
Yes. From Richland Center area, I have 12 sponsors, counting WRCO.
My goodness.
And they've been faithful to be part of our sponsorship for the last 5-6 years.
So you couldn't do it without them, that's for sure. You must give away lots and lots of trophies, don't you?
We do. We have 25 trophies, and that's the 25, top 25 that our members select from the group of people that are there. And then from that, we have the pre and post 1945. And then we'll have one for the kids. The kids can bring in a bicycle, a wagon, a stroller, anything, and they have their own little show that they can put on the stage. And they like getting to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you involve all ages, don't you?
Yeah, we do.
Tell us about the barber and beautician. You can actually get all dolled up there then, can't you?
Yeah, anybody can come and get a haircut or hairstyle. And I saw them at Mississippi Mayhem working together as a team. And this will be, I think, the third year for our tattoo artist. And the pinstriper this year is going to be Highway Star. She does a really good job. Her name's Karen. And we're not going to have Fat Daddy this year, though, because he's taking care of his mom. But we'll have plenty of pinstriping going on. We also have a silent auction, valve cover racing, and we're going to have food trucks. So there's plenty to eat and things to do.
No doubt about it. And then it wraps up Sunday with the Show and Shine display. How does that work, Terry?
That's where we pick our top 25, the members do. And then we condense it down to whoever had the most votes for the 25 that the sponsors have volunteered to pay for. And what we do is put a postcard on the bottom of the trophy so that the winner can say, hey, I have a 1961 Ford Starliner and thank you for the trophy, so that they get part of the circle of being mentioned and getting a trophy. And what it was interesting, I approached Bruce at L&M one year to be a sponsor, and he did. And the next year I went back, and he said, you know, and his desk is very full. He said, I have a card right here from the people that got my trophy last year. I'm going to go visit him one of these days when I can get far enough away and go see him. They were in the same business he is.
Oh, okay. That makes a difference when they send that thank you note, though,
yeah.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom, it's a great way to treat Dad, to take him to the Wizard of Oz fun run, isn't it?
That's what I always say. You know, take Dad to a car show. He'll like it, and you'll satisfy your need for a Father's Day.
So we kind of want to get that word out, though. You don't have to have a classic car or anything. You just want people to come and see and take it all in, right?
And spectators are free. You know, it's some people don't like that idea, but we can't control to get in. It's open area, so it's a lot of fun just to talk to people. They come up, they're welcome to join us. Terry mentioned the top 25 trophies. We also have approximately 25 trophies that the individual members make, also kind of spreads the wealth out, and they're homemade trophies. They might be the coolest air cooled or you know, the most patriotic or whatever.
Those fabulous are Ford.
Yeah,
above and beyond the top 25. So
I know I have a trophy from you. I got my first gold record from Wizards of Rods a couple of years
ago. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you. Yeah. I always wanted one.
It took 40 years.
Yeah,
right?
It took 40 years. Always wanted one. I finally got it. So thank you so much. We want to talk as well, Terry, about things. You got things going on not only this weekend, a Father's Day weekend, but all through the summer, don't you?
Yes. It's our custom to have a cruise-in night at the Dairy Isle in Mauston. And Tom's usually there on the spot with a coupon. If anyone brings their classic, they get a free ice cream treat. And it's nice to have a small group of people and just sit around and talk about cars. That is the fourth Sunday of each month.
It will be coming up June 28th again, then.
Yeah.
It sounds like. So that's a great time. What are the times of that? When do you do that?
From 4 until 8 p.m. or whenever anybody feels like taking off and there's no one left.
Mm-hmm. Very good. So that continues through the year, and that's a good opportunity. Do you have a lot of the same people show up every week then? Or?
Well, we usually have different members that show up, and there are some people that it's their first time, you know, if they found out about it and showed up, and they come back again and again. In fact, we have some members, Charlene and Mike Molitor came to the Dairy Isle, and I knew she looked familiar, and it was like she was my neighbor when I lived on Second Street back in the 90s, and they've been very faithful members ever since. They joined the club, and Mike's gotten several classics. I can't name all of them, but he's always good at passing out flyers and making trophies, and we have members from Grand Marsh, Toma, Richland Center, Reedsburg, Wayville, we have some members from all over the area. We kind of have the southern and the northern group, but we all get together sometimes. And, of course, we have our monthly meetings on the third Saturday of the month. So if anyone's interested in joining the club, they're welcome to come to our meetings and just contact a member for where it's going to be. We have a lot of potlucks before the meeting, too.
Mm-hmm. That sounds fun, too. And then you have a fall color cruise. I think we've talked about that before.
Yeah, this year is going to be our 31st annual, and it averages about 100 miles. And it's going to be this year on October 11th. That's a Sunday. And we go to the Nishan Park in Reedsburg, and the takeoff time is 10 o'clock, so everybody's kind of getting their selves ready, and we usually take up a donation for a nonprofit, and it's fun. It's a good time to see the colors and bridal route. We have the route picked out, and so it's a good idea to have a navigator and a driver so that we don't get lost in case you lose track of the people in front of you. But we have stops along the way, and last year we met at Turbo's in Hub City, and that was where we had our meal. But yeah, it's usually a different route and a different destination each year.
Wonderful. Do you take a mechanic along, Tom, just in case?
Well, unfortunately, I'm not too much of a mechanic. I usually bring up the rear of the group in case anybody falls by the wayside. But we've got a lot of people along the way that help out. You know, a lot of the members are very well inclined. I'm more of a body guy rather than a mechanic guy. But
everybody has their own area of expertise, I'm sure.
That is correct.
Yeah.
That is correct.
So, well, getting back to the Wizards of Rods Fun Run, folks can camp out. As you mentioned, they can make a weekend of it, can't they?
Yes. They can come in. Actually, I'll be there Thursday night, and they can start coming in Thursday. But we would ask that they leave by Monday noon. But, yes, the whole weekend. If it's one day or if it's 3.5 or 4 days, whatever it is, $50. That's all we're going to charge you.
And you've got a vintage camper area, too, don't you?
Yes. Sometimes there's awards for that. Depending on who signs up on the homemade awards list. So, yeah, there's some really cool ones. You know, 62 and back are the Shastas and the Scotties and all those little ones. Those are really cool.
They're beautiful when they're restored, aren't they?
Oh, they look great.
Yes. What excites you the most about the weekend, Tom?
I like to see the people. I talk to people no matter where I go, I guess. And I really enjoy seeing some of the ones come back year after year. This year we've got, in our pre-registered, we've got a bunch coming from the Milwaukee area. And some of them I haven't seen for 4 or 5 years. And I used to run down there almost every weekend in the summer. And so I'm looking forward to seeing some of those people.
What about you, Terry? What do you look forward to the most?
Well, I like working registration so I can see the people when they come in. And we have gatekeepers that collect the money, and then they get a number, and they come up, and we give them their door prizes and a goodie bag. We stuff about 200 goodie bags with things from scratch pads to little trinkets for cars, and everybody gets a goodie bag, and then we try to put some kind of a door prize in there with it. And also, a reminder, we do collect pull tabs from pop cans or beer cans, and we use those for Ronald McDonald House, and we collected 55-gallon drums full of them. So we have people that save them all year long and then bring them in and dump them in the barrels. And the fees for the event, it's $20 for the weekend, $12 for a day, unless you pre-register, and that has $15, but you have to have your money in by June 1st, which has already passed. So I think my favorite part is just seeing people that I've missed over the year and getting a chance to talk to them. Tom's right. He is a talker. If you go to a car show with Tom, he'll get out and do the registration thing, and then he doesn't really move too far. People are like magnets to him. He knows
telling all my secrets, Terry.
Yeah.
Their family and everything.
She is. Do you get the Mr. Congeniality trophy then, Tom? Or
that's pretty rare.
Okay.
it's more like, oh no, here he comes again.
Oh, I bet. I don't think that's the case. What vehicle excites you the most then when you see one pull in?
Oh, every one that somebody's got that's new. Something that we haven't seen before. That's what excites me. Oh, I got to get over there and check that out.
Mm-hmm.
That's what excites me. And I'm kind of a custom guy. I like things that have been changed a little bit. So.
Right. And every year, I'm guessing you do see new ones, don't you?
Yes. Although most of my pre-registered people are above 70. So the newer stuff is kind of hard to come by.
Right.
But I do have a young couple that just had a baby last year, about this time last year, and they're coming up in a new 44 four-door sedan. So
very nice. So do you think that young people are getting into this, or is it something you worry about in the future that you're going to keep this going?
Well, unfortunately, you go down to your local gas pump and you know what it's like to fill up your car. Well, it's hard to put money toward two or three of them.
Yeah.
So a lot of people there are some bargains out there right now if somebody wants to purchase vehicles. And I think that has to do with the gas prices also. And the economy today is not like it was when we started back in the 70s, so.
But it's interesting, too. Just other things, I mean, it's expensive just to put a battery in them, isn't it?
Used to be a $49.95 deal. Now
right.
It's about $200.
Yes.
And they'll last maybe 2 years.
Right. That's correct. But you got to love it, I think, Terry. This is a sport that really you get a lot out of, don't you?
Yeah. I've got two cars that are classic, but one I get picked on a lot because it's 89 Crown Victoria LTD. Everybody that sees it says, oh, that's too new and it has no class. But for me, it's like driving down the road on my most comfortable couch with the steering wheel.
Right. That's a big car, too, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm sure it rides very well.
Yep. And then my other one is a 61 Porsche Starliner, which is down at Larson Collision and Repair getting a rust treatment and a few other things fixed on her. I'm hoping she's ready by the time the fun run comes around.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like an exciting weekend. Tom, anything you'd like to add to our conversation?
No, just invite everybody up for me, Phil.
Okay.
We've got to keep doing this if we're going to make it another 5 years, and the event has to be a success every year. We have to. That's our moneymaker for the year. So we don't spend a lot of money, but we try to make a lot of money.
Right. No kidding. The Warren's Log Cabin and Grounds, people can find that if they're familiar with the Warren's Cranberry Festival as well. Terry, anything else that you'd like to add?
Well, I just want to say that it's a fun time. It used to be at a different location and the whole logistics were different. But we try to bring enough activity so that people know that they can do more than just sit by their car. And we're even having a potluck on Saturday night, and everyone's welcome to join. It's a fun thing. And I've noticed over the years that what I call tuner cars, I kind of ignored them initially when they started coming out. And I parked next to one in Ironton, and the guy explained to me, he said, there's not a lot they can do to customize those cars except the computer to make it sound different. And I realize that they're probably going to be the next generation. I mean, we're used to the 50s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s cars. But they're the ones that are going to be the young blood to carry this on. And we have a chairman for our club now that is younger. His dad's co-chair, and he took over the chairmanship. He was nominated and voted in. We need to encourage the young people to be a part of it if we want it to live on and not age out.
Yeah, it's like that with any hobby, I believe, too.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Well, great. Nice to have you both on here. Good luck with your event this year. Tom, thanks for joining us by the phone.
Hey, listen. listen to you guys all the time, Phil.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. again, thanks for the gold record, too, you know. I haven't played it. I don't know what it actually is. Is it Lawrence Welk or something? Or what?
I don't even remember.
I just know it's painted gold. And Terry, thank you for organizing this as well.
Yes.
Appreciate it. Terry Filiaud joining us and Tom Vinopal. Wizards of Rods Fun Run number 45. Cruising and camping through the decades. Father's Day weekend, June 19th, 20th, and 21st. And Terry, best way for people to find out more or register, anything they want to know about it.
They can call Tom Vinopal at 608-985-8040, or they can call me at 608-604-6618. And we try to get flyers out to everybody, and that the registration form is on there. If you want to go on the fish fry and anything else, it's all on the form. Or go to our website on Facebook, Wizards of Rods Car Club.
Great. Good luck with your event this year.
Thank you.